Welcome to Deliverance Ministries. I'm Everett Cox. Well, we're still telling it, and as the Word tells us, we're overcomers by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. So as we keep telling these testimonies, praise God, we overcome. And others overcome, because there's nothing like testimonies to really sidestep any theologies. You know, it's hard to argue with a testimony. When a person says, here's the way I was, here's the way I am now, it's hard to argue with that. Well, here on the program today to share with us is Anna Olibert. Anna, good to have you on the telephone with me today.
Thank you.
Anna, I'd like to get a little history on you, if I might. When was it that you were born again?
I was a child. All my life, I believed in my heart of hearts that I was Jesus' child. I was his little lamb. But it wasn't until I was a teenager that I felt I had a real Mother Teresa-type calling on my life to minister to children, small children. Some of them were even handicapped, and I just couldn't understand how people didn't have the understanding that they could come to Jesus as a child, and it didn't make any difference what they had ever done, where they were in their life, that Jesus meets us at that point. And I was baptized when I was probably 10. It was a major, major thing in my life. I just felt all my life that God had a purpose for me with a special close type walk. And I had a major stroke in January of 92. I had the type of stroke that if you have a psychiatrist or a doctor who can walk you through your past life in a short period of time after you have the stroke, then you have some recovery. I had a large picture of Jesus on the wall in my home. Did not recognize my own children, but I knew Jesus. And it was if Jesus was really talking to me that my life was not over. In 96, I had
really... You didn't hear a voice, but you knew inside.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Very much so. And in 96, I just really said, Lord, if I'm going to really be healed of the speech problem that I have, the walking difficulty, I need a walker that will fold up and has wheels. I never thought of asking God to deliver me from dementia or my seizures. I just knew that I could make the best of this and be victorious in the situation. But for God to heal me totally of the situation was not in my mental. I just never believed or even gave it a thought to ask God to heal me, because doctors will tell you, you don't get healed of dementia. That's a form of Alzheimer's.
Mm-hmm.
But in November at our church, at City Church, we had a healing service, and I was delivered completely of any effects of dementia. I had no situation whatsoever of having blank spots or amnesia, and it put an anger, a real fire in me, that if God could heal me of that, then I wanted a total restoration in my spiritual life, in my prayer
life.
You were
ready to go all the way then.
Yes. I wanted to walk totally victoriously. So at the February the 5th, our pastor was moving on into a different part of the service, and it was like God said, you want your healing, you go down there and get it. And so this fire that was lit under me, literally, I went down and I said, Pastor, I have come for my healing. And before they could anoint me with oil, I was just out in the spirit. And when I came up, or was beginning to come awareness, of course, you and Pastor Patrick were taking me into another room to where we could really talk about some deliverance. And I think that really made me see I had never dealt with some real anger and resentment. So I was on a new quest, I guess, to say that I didn't want a partial healing. I wanted a total, total healing. And I know that that was available to me because the scriptures say, whosoever. So there's not a discrimination there.
What seemed to happen when you were ministered to Anna?
Oh, a freedom, a peace, a total, total peace in my shoulders and in the tension in my chest. It just seemed like I could sit up a whole lot straighter. I could breathe deeper into my diaphragm. And because I'm a singer, this was a major, major freedom to me.
Now, you've been having seizures as well, is that right?
Yes, I had. Sometimes maybe 3 and 4 a day. One day I had 5. So it really limits you being able to go and do what normal people do.
Yes, yeah, so as we ministered to you, could you feel anything come out, or what seemed to go on?
Well, due to the fact I'm very much aware of your ministry and deliverance, I knew what to expect. But the normal things, like maybe burping or gas or something of that nature or a yawn, I didn't have that. But what I did really feel was being able, as I said, to breathe deep into my diaphragm. And I think I remember the heaviness in my chest just seemed to just disappear. I don't remember if I yawned.
We did get hold of a head demon, if I recall, and that seemed to be the big guy, and then he disclosed some of the other spirits down underneath. And
right.
So that way we were really able to move along.
Right. We discovered right off that I had a tremendous amount of anger and resentment, which I didn't even realize I had. But once you led me through the deliverance, I won't say conversation, more like a prayer, of casting this particular demon out, the freedom was just so, so peaceful.
Hallelujah. Well, how have you been since then?
Well, I've been helping at Mother's Day out three days a week. Have had absolutely no difficulty. It's like I can't wait to wake up in the morning to start my day.
You've had no more seizures in how many months is that?
It's been since February the 5th.
So several months.
Several months, yes.
Mm-hmm. And then you decided... And yes, I see you singing in the choir, and you are full of the Spirit up there. Praise God. Well, Anna, also you decided you thought you should have a water baptism.
Yes. We've tried to figure out how to say this. Due to the fact we had our apostolic conference, the Lord revealed to me that because I had said, Lord, I want the fullness of the Holy Spirit in my life. Whatever you have for me, I want to walk in that. And because of my total healing and my deliverance, God took me at my word when I said, I want to truly be a vessel. I want you to just flow through my life. And He put in me a burning that I was moving up to a higher plane of Zion. And in doing that, in talking to my pastor, I just really felt that I should be baptized, water baptized, as an adult, because I have a much more deeper understanding than I did as a little child of just saying, yes, Jesus, I recognize you as my Savior.
That's true with so many of us, isn't it? As a child, we didn't really understand what we were doing that much.
That's true.
But in our remaining minute here, what I was there when you were water baptized, and you had quite an experience, didn't you?
I did. I was slain in the Spirit, or overcome by the power of the Holy Spirit, to where it just was as if I was a feather just floating on top of the water.
Well, you came out of the water, and then when the pastor, Pastor Lusk, laid hands on you and started praying over you in the Spirit, you seemed to go down, and you were still standing in the water.
I was floating, yes. Yes, and it was just like the icing on the cake. It was like God said, see, I told you if you would be obedient that I would reveal myself to you fully, and he is definitely doing that.
Well, Anna, thank you so much for sharing a beautiful testimony on how Jesus has set you free, has healed you, and now you are free to move forward to serve him unhindered by the darkness of the world. Anna Olivier, thank you so much for being on the program.
Oh, thank you for letting me.
Well, here today on the program, I'd like to welcome Stephanie Whitaker. Good to have you, Stephanie.
Thank you. It's good to be here with you.
Stephanie, comes to mind over in Luke 13 in the Bible. It talks about where Jesus cast a spirit of infirmity out of a woman, and in that case, she had had it for 18 years. It was a spirit of infirmity of the back. And of course, what we've seen is Jesus was giving us examples and showing us how through the Word to where we now are to do these things. And many people have kind of skipped around or skipped over this. How exciting it is to find out it's for today, and it's for every believer, as we minister just like Jesus did in his name. Well, that's exciting, and that's what happened with you, Stephanie. So let me get the history on you. You might tell us first some about your illness and what was going on, and then we can visit from there.
Okay. First of all, the illness that I had was Crohn's disease, and that's a disease of the colon. It's a non-curable disease as far as doctors are concerned, but I'm here to tell you that through prayer and the faith in Jesus Christ that it is curable, because I feel that I am cured of it. I was diagnosed with the disease when I was 15. I'm now 26 years old. Through the grace of God, I have gone in and out of the hospital without operations, but just recently I really just put my faith in God and just prayed, and I've just been delivered from the disease.
Well, Stephanie, you couldn't work. You were having a hard time just really enjoying the life. I mean, it was pretty miserable, wasn't it?
Right. The disease has definitely disrupted my life. I'm still trying to finish college. To hold on to a job is very difficult because, like anyone knows, they need someone that they can rely on. But with the disease, I was always sick. I never knew when I was going to be able to show up at work. So it's been very difficult to live a complete life.
And Stephanie, you found it hard to maintain any weight. You've gotten pretty skinny, hadn't you?
Right. My normal weight is anywhere between 125 and 130, and I've been down as low as 92 pounds.
Okay. And now, how long ago was it that you were born again? When did you receive Jesus into your heart?
Well, I've always believed in Jesus, but it's been about a month now that I really just gave it all to Jesus, and ever since that moment, then it's been all uphill.
Boy, how exciting that is, Stephanie, and what an inheritance we have as we give ourselves over to him and enter into the covenant that we have with him. Well, Stephanie, when you came in and we ministered and got into it, is typical in any of the ministries that we do, we got into any unforgiveness and that sort of thing. And did we get hold of some of that? Was there some unforgiveness? Do you remember?
There was some unforgiveness, and I had to release it to release myself.
We found that will block everything, block deliverance, block healing, really block our inheritance that we're due by the blood of Jesus. So it's really important to those of you listening out there that want to minister to others. It's certainly one of the big items that needs to be covered before you really can get into effective ministry, typically. Now, let me ask you this. When we finally did get to ministering and start coming against the spirit of infirmity and spirit of the Crohn's disease, what all happened?
Oh, I could feel a change in my body. I could feel that there was something there that did not want to release me, and through prayer and continuing to pray, I felt that finally something was released.
You actually felt something physical going on.
Right. It's very difficult to explain, but I felt some turmoil in my stomach area and heat in my head, and I yawned quite a bit.
Right, I remember that. And didn't you have something kind of come up to the top of your head or back of the neck or something?
Mm-hmm, to the top of my head, and at first it didn't want to release itself, but finally it came out. It was an experience that I don't want to experience again, because naturally I want them to stay out.
Amen. Well, one thing we know, they all come to kill and destroy and steal, and however they've come in, the key is to get those doors shut and to cast them out. Now, we know some come in through that unforgiveness door, and some come in through other means. Some are even inherited, generational in nature. But praise God, we saw results, and there were several other spirits, I think, that we got hold of as well, and you could feel even some of them, I believe, moving around inside.
Yes, I did. I believe that people can wish ill things on you, and we released some of those bad feelings from other people. We prayed on the other people and released any type of spells or whatever they may have had on me, and I felt like that I felt that I was released from those spells.
Broke curses, in essence, and the blood of Jesus being totally sufficient to do any of this if we will only appropriate that power and do it. And so we applied the power in Jesus' name, and how exciting it was. And then after we felt like the spirits were gone, then we did the laying on of hands according to Mark 16:17, where believers in the name of Jesus shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover, and we spoke healing to you. And when you left, you felt pretty good, didn't you?
Oh, I felt so much better. I have to admit that when I first came, I was somewhat of a skeptic, but I'm a believer now, because ever since that first day of prayer, I have been feeling so wonderful. I have been on medication ever since I was 15, and now I'm 26, and I'm just about off of medication. I'm off of everything except one medication that I can't just stop cold turkey, but I'm on a very, very low dose of it, so I'm on my way to total freedom of pills.
Amen. And you've gone from the low of 92 pounds to how much now in weight?
I'm up to 117, so that's great.
Well, Stephanie, what's your doctor think about all this?
Well, my doctor, I went to the doctor about 2 days ago, and she thought that I was looking really, really great. And usually she asked me to come back either in a week or 2 weeks. And now, after this visit, she said I didn't need to come back for another month. So she thinks I'm doing really, really great.
And she doesn't know yet what happened.
No, I have not told her that I'm off the medication. I was a little afraid to tell her, because I didn't want her to think that I was going against what she said. I know that she's the doctor, but I feel through the grace of God that I can make it without the medication, so I'm doing it my way, or his way, as I should say.
Well, it wasn't anything that we suggested here at Deliverance Ministries, because we always recommend that everybody stay on their medicine, that God can work right through all that, and he does. Apparently you were led individually to do that. Well, Stephanie, now that you've kind of gotten a handle on this, that you've learned about this part of the gospel and who you are in Jesus, are you starting to pray for other people?
Yes, I am, and I'm glad to be able to even tell my story to other people so that they can know that there is a higher power and there is hope. But you have to believe, and if there's anyone that needs to talk to me, I'm willing to let them hear my story and let them know that through faith there is hope.
Amen. Yes, Jesus is a deliverer, and Jesus is still setting the captives free. Thank you, Stephanie Whitaker, for sharing on how Jesus touched you.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
And here's a testimony of a child's deliverance.
She didn't fight anything that you would ask her to do. She had a lying about her that anything that her brother would do or somebody else would do, she would tend to lie about it. She would toss and turn at night in her sleep from the time she would go to bed to the time she'd get up in the morning. Her hair would be matted in knots so tight that she would cry to get the knots out because they were so strong in there. And just a very unhappy child, very angry, just always distant. I could never get very close to her. She would never let me love her or hug her.
How old was she at the time?
She was, well, anywhere. It started, we noticed, when she was 2 years old, and it continued to get worse progressively till she was five when she was delivered.
Okay, so you know, all these things were going on, and she was tossing and just being tormented a lot. And then you started to notice other things.
I just noticed that she would complain about her eyes hurting. Like when she'd be watching TV, she'd complain that they hurt. And there was violence at the babysitters. They would ask her to do things, and she wouldn't. And she would hit the other children. And she would shudder. When you would call her down, she would shake. And the babysitter would ask me why she would do it, and I would never have an answer for it because I really didn't know.
And then you were telling me earlier how when you were with other families or she was with other children, there was even violence sometimes?
Yes, there was. The babysitter that was watching her, we had left because we had moved to Tulsa, and we had found another one then after we came back from Tulsa back to the city, and she had hit her. That babysitter's daughter, and the mother was definitely upset and didn't know why because there wasn't a reason for it, and it just kind of was like that. She was real hard on her brother. She would always push him around and was real mean to him and wouldn't love him as the rest of us.
So here's all these strange things going on with Sarah, and who was it that kind of led you into the freedom? Leslie, you had was your babysitter. Is that right? Who actually was praying for you and knew kind of what you probably needed?
Right. Yes, Glenetta, our babysitter that had watched her for a number of years, had been praying and had requested prayer in church for us. And the Holy Spirit, of course, started to minister and move in our lives. And she, through those prayers, she had called me one evening and wanted to take her to a prayer meeting. And I asked her why, and she said because Sarah was in need of deliverance. And I know it was the Lord because I had come from a Catholic background and knew nothing about deliverance, but that night I did know.
But you'd kind of suspicion there was something more than a medical problem here. You'd even been to the doctor and really without any relief.
Right. Our pediatrician, we had visited with him on a number of occasions, and he had sent us to a psychiatrist, and the psychiatrist visited with her and said that she was a normal child, that she would outgrow it, and that there was nothing wrong. She was very intelligent, in fact, is what he said.
Well, and two, you were telling me at times, well, it was pretty obvious, even though you didn't have any background in this, that there was something really strange going on, because you had commented earlier that her eyes would look so funny and even kind of roll or something, and you, to the point you were almost nervous about even going in her room at times when she was having these spells.
Yes. My husband was spending a lot of time away from home, and she would wake up in the night moaning. And I couldn't wake her up, and when my husband was home, we couldn't wake her up. And she would have a very glassy, glazed look in her eyes. They were just bright, and she would moan. She couldn't talk, and we'd ask her, you know, we'd try to revive her, and she wouldn't come to. And this would go on. It wouldn't be every night, but as the Holy Spirit was dealing with us, it seemed that it would become more and more noticeable that she would do this, and it scared me because I couldn't help her. I felt very uncomfortable in my home, and I didn't know why I was afraid, but I didn't like what I was seeing in my daughter, and I had no control what was ever, you know.
Kind of an exasperating place to be in, isn't it? Well, praise God there was an answer. And why don't you share that with us, Leslie? And Doug, you pitch in here as you got any comments. But what finally happened, as it turned out, your babysitter did call the pastor, and he came out that evening.
Yes, he did. And she was sound asleep, and that night I had noticed that she wasn't tossing and turning like she normally does every night. She was still in her bed, and I kept checking on her, and finally they made it over about 10:30 and that evening, and they went in the room, and we all stood around her bed, and he started coming against the spirits. And
you kind of knew what spirits to address, is that right, because of the nature of the things, what they had been causing in her? What were those?
They were a vexating spirit that caused her to toss and turn, the rebellion and lying, and the Holy Spirit had revealed it to the babysitter. And then the pastor, when he came, he said the Holy Spirit showed him also. So they came against him, and they manifested themselves. They tossed her, and they sat up with that glazed look and with much anger on her face, and she fell back on her bed. And
now, did they speak out of her or what?
No, they did not. They were very quiet, other than the moving of the body and the glazed look in her eyes. And then she woke up, and she was fine.
And what'd she say then?
She wanted to know what was going on, and she slept for the first night in a long, long time.
She didn't even know she had set up like she had.
No, she was not aware of what was going on until the next morning, and then she was talking and telling about all that she knew and what was going on in her life for 5 years.
What all did she say then?
She said that they would speak to her and were very degrading, telling her that we didn't love her, that nobody liked her, and they had even gone to the point of telling her that they were putting medicine in her eyes and they would take control of her body and make her rebel and make her tell lies and they would toss her and turn her at night. And she was just a very unhappy child. But from after that, praise the Lord, she was happy. We could love her. For the first time, I could put my arms around her and hug her. And she was just happy, and it just brought us to the Lord.
Oh, what an exciting testimony. And yet, how sad it is, there are not more people that know about this and what's going on with the spirit world, and that many children, as well as adults, are being tormented and harassed, and without the education, the background, and know what to do about it, they'll continue to be. That's the sad thing. The good news is, though, that here we have the answer. What would you say to the parents out there, Leslie?
Well, I wouldn't ever put anything aside, anything that anybody comes up to you and tells you that sounds far off. It's not. Because God does many mighty and great things, and He's in control of everything. And I just wouldn't put anything past that anybody tells you. If your child is doing something that doctors don't have answers for, I'd give it a shot. Jesus is the only way. He's the way, the truth, and the life. And
that's right. Anything that's out of the ordinary, that's over and above the normal levels, it's good for us to be suspicious. And then utilize the power that is ours in Jesus' name. Leslie and Doug Foltz, thank you for sharing with that beautiful testimony on how Jesus set your daughter free.
Well, here on the phone with me, long distance and near Sacramento, California, is Linda Heineke. Linda, good to have you.
Hello. Nice to be here.
Yeah, great to have you on the show with us here and to share what you're seeing. But let me get a little history, as I customarily do. How far back was it that you were born again, Linda?
Oh, my goodness. That was probably in 1978.
Okay. Well, that's the same year that I got the baptism of the Holy Spirit with speaking in tongues and started coming into the fullness and even heard about this. So we parallel at least that way.
Yes.
Well, Linda, and then you had heard about deliverance through a friend, Sherry Keller, here from Oklahoma City, through the years. Where was it you first knew Sherry?
I met Sherry here in Sacramento area about 10 years ago. And Sherry and I have been really good friends, and she talked to me about deliverance somewhat off and on over that 10 years, but I didn't really want to hear it.
Sounded pretty far out, didn't it?
Yeah, I didn't think that, just like most people, that Christians had devils.
Right. When in reality, we're the targets, but I know what you're saying. Many have thought that way, and I was the same way myself for many years. So what was it that brought you to finally seeing there was something to it?
Well, actually, you know, through my walk I have with Yahweh, it's been a long time, and there just seemed to be things I couldn't get free from, no matter how hard I tried, no matter how many times I prayed, and my life just wasn't what I thought a Christian's life should be like.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew that there was something missing, and there was some reason why I couldn't get past some of these things. I just didn't feel clean. And yeah, I could do all the right things on the outside, but on the inside there was just something missing.
To someone observing, you were a pretty strong Christian, is that correct?
Yes.
Uh-huh. But you were just lacking something.
I was lacking something, and I'd been baptized with the power of the Holy Spirit back in the 80s, probably in 87.
Mm-hmm.
And, boy, I thought, you know, everything sure looked different after that, and that was it. That was what I needed, you
and
know.
And that was a great boost, same in my life.
And, still, you know, it just, that wasn't enough. There was still something bothering me, and I could never put my finger on it. And, of course, I wouldn't accept the fact that it might be a devil of some sort. And even though I'd read about them in the Bible and I believed they existed, I just didn't understand how they worked.
Yes.
And so my friend Sherry, when she found your ministry there in Oklahoma, she began to send me materials, and she began to have something tangible that I could look at and mull over and compare with the Word. And I began to see that there must be something to this. And I was willing to give it a try. And so when I became aware to the point that okay, this is what I'm going to do, this is what I need deliverance, I couldn't wait long enough for her to get out here. And I tried doing it myself, and I just couldn't get anywhere with it. I don't know why that was. But I knew that Sherry wouldn't give up on me until the deed was done. And I trusted and had faith that she would be there for me. I trusted her. And so I waited until she got out here for the holidays, and she did facilitate deliverance with me, and I did get set free, hallelujah, and so did my husband.
Well, Linda, why don't you share with us what went on when you all finally sat down and got into ministry?
Well, Everett, I have to tell you, it was a pretty dramatic thing. I didn't expect it to be that dramatic, but some of those demons had been there for a long, long time, and one of them was there from the beginning of conception, was the destroyer.
Now, did they actually talk through you?
Yes.
Okay, so you could hear them talking through you.
Right.
Okay.
There were several of them that did talk, and that was one of them, and he said that he was there to steal my life.
Mm-hmm.
And so we went back to conception, and Sherry asked me, you know, could I see Yahweh there? And I said, yeah, I could. He was there. And she wanted to know, what did he have to say about this demon trying to steal my life? And he said, no way. No way.
Praise God.
And she says, that's all? Just no way? I said, no way, no way, no way. He said, no way. That's it.
Hallelujah. So the demon couldn't carry its mission out because God was there.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
And the thing that was pretty amazing was that all the things that have happened to me in my life, there's been some pretty horrible things that happened to me from when I was a young girl. And that destroyer was there trying to destroy my life. He was trying to steal my life any which way he could, little by little, and that's what he was working on, because God wouldn't let him have it from the beginning.
But there was
a constant. He could do whatever he wanted to do, but he couldn't take my life.
But the struggle was nevertheless there.
Right.
God just had to step in. So as it went on, then you've had them come out, and then did you finally pretty well see that you were free?
Oh, definitely. Yeah, they came out. It was pretty painful, too, when they came out. There were places in my body. I had fibromyalgia, and there were trigger points and places in my body that hurt so bad for years in my muscles. And when they came out, they were coming out, and it was painful, really painful in those places. And when they got out of there, I have like one-third of the pain that I've been living with the last 5 years.
Praise God.
And every day I'm feeling better and better and better.
Yes, I'll bet the balance of it will disappear as well.
Yeah, I'm confident of that. I really have faith that, you know, Yahweh says in His Word that His Word will be performed. And when a believer speaks His Word, we don't realize sometimes how powerful our tongue can be. That spoken word has power in it.
Yes.
And I was delivered from a lot of demons that evening, and it took several hours, and they were really difficult, but they came out, and I was feeling great that night, but I have been feeling better and better every day as time goes by.
Hallelujah. Isn't that exciting?
And I see more things that I'm being set free from.
Would you say most Christians probably need some of this type of ministry, Linda?
I would say there isn't anybody I don't know that doesn't need this.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, everybody needs it.
That's kind of what we see. It's be a rare person this side of Jesus that, hasn't opened some doors and or some even satanic assignments sometimes are there just to block the person's life. The more anointing, the more gifts they seem to have, the more the other side seems to know that, and as a result puts out satanic assignments. Well, your husband's into this now, and you all are even into it, ministering.
My husband and I are ministering as a team now. And we've done 3 deliverances. We've facilitated 3 deliverances so far. I don't like to say we've done deliverance because we're not the deliverers.
Amen.
You know, Christ is the deliverer.
Yes.
But we're facilitating that. We're being vessels used of God, and we're there. And we're so happy to be able to do this for others. It's been done for us. And whatever God gives to us, we don't need to sit on it or put a bushel over it and hide the light. We need to share it with everyone else. So we're there for anyone who decides that they need some deliverance, too.
How satisfying it is, Linda, to discover that this is normal Christianity, that all Christians can do this, not a special gift at all.
That's right.
And every one of us have hurting people around us. So once you understand the demonic activities and how it works and who we are in it in Christ Jesus, that we're the ones with power over all the enemy, then
Amen.
We can do something about it and minister to those hurting people around us. And there in the Sacramento area, Linda, I mean, be no different than the Oklahoma City area, there are literally thousands and even millions of people around us that need this kind of ministry, and they usually don't even know it.
That's so true. We don't know it because we don't understand how the enemy works on us, how he influences us. And it's critical that we understand that he influences our mind and our emotions. That's our soul. And once those thoughts come in that are not of God, and we entertain those thoughts, and then they become part of our emotional makeup, and then we act on them, that's when it becomes sin, and that's when he gets a foothold. So when the Word says that we need to take every thought captive, that's exactly what it means, literally.
Yes.
And it's real important. And sometimes when we haven't experienced this, we don't realize that's happening. We think it's just normal, those thoughts that come into our mind.
We think it's flesh and blood, just
yes.
like Paul was warning us, in the church.
Amen.
We're slowly learning, but how adventurous it is and how fulfilling. I know you're experiencing the same thing I do, Linda, in that there's what fulfillment is greater than this?
Nothing.
How good does it feel after you've ministered to someone, seen God's power move and set them free?
It feels like it would probably feel if I had $1 million.
You know, I'll bet even better.
Even better.
Praise God. Well, Linda Heinecke of the Sacramento, California area, thank you for sharing on what God is doing in your life, having set you free by the power in Jesus, and now you're ministering to the others. God bless you.
Thank you.